You're listening to 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Members of the 1970 Wichita State football team are heading to a game at the University of Arkansas this weekend. The event is in remembrance of the 31 members of the WSU football program, including players, boosters, coaches, and fans, who died in a plane crash in Colorado. The Shockers' first game after the crash was against Arkansas. KMUW's Abigail Beckman sat down with Bill Moore, John Potts, and Ed Plapa ahead of their trip.
First of all, I'd really like to thank the three of you for being here. Bill, John, Ed, it really means a lot to have you here in our studio. And coming on the 46th anniversary of this crash, it seems like you guys are doing something pretty interesting. I mean, this is a completely new angle to something that this community has been commemorating and remembering for 46 years. So, John, you're the one that kind of got this all together. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. I happen to be at an Economic Development Council convention, if you would, and ran across a lady by the name of Kate Dixon. She saw the badge that I had on. It said Wichita, Kansas, and she asked if I was aware of Wichita State football, and said, yes, I was on the team, and she asked if I played in this game with Arkansas that we played right after the crash. And I said, yes, I played in a game, and it was interesting because, you know, her eyes welled up a little bit, and she said, I was at that game and watched you guys play. You know, at the end of the evening, I thought that, you know, I met a new friend, and, you know, we'll stay in touch. And that's pretty much where I left it at that point. Came back home, and a couple of weeks later, I get an email from Chuck Dykus from the University of Arkansas. He was the captain of the Razorback team that year. And we just basically started talking about maybe getting a few guys together, play some golf and things of that nature, and it just kind of grew from there.
And so all three of you played in that game, Bill and John, you as freshmen, and Ed, you as a sophomore. Ed, could you maybe explain for people who don't know, why is that game against Arkansas so significant?
It was the first game we played after the crash, and we put together a team of sophomores, primarily sophomores and freshmen. And within 3 weeks, basically, we were playing a nationally ranked team. There was a difference between the sophomores and the freshmen because the freshmen weren't allowed to participate in varsity football at that time.
And that was an NCAA
NCAA rule. Okay. We got a waiver to let them play on the varsity. So we kind of had to come together and form a team of basically 18 and 19-year-olds. We were such underdogs, and nobody even thought that we would even play the game, and we ended up showing up for it.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember, maybe Bill, you could speak to this, that decision to continue and play the 22 days after, do you remember, was that made as a team? Do you remember the discussion that surrounded that?
The coaches came to us, and it was up to us if we wanted to continue to play, and took a vote, and to a man, everyone voted to continue playing, that we thought that's what the other players would have wanted us to do, so.
And walking on the field at Arkansas that day, take us back to that moment if you can.
I think one thing that we all remember was walking out on the field. 40,000 people?
40 plus, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Standing up and cheering.
What about you, Ed? What do you remember?
Prior to the game, we walked around the town of Little Rock. The merchants came out and greeted us. Some of them gave us gifts, and they were very hospitable to us. It was really like, I've been down to the South several times, and it was really Southern hospitality for sure.
And so this day is still very vivid for all of you. I'm curious to hear what Chuck Dykus, the captain of the Arkansas team that year, what has he said to you, John? What kind of things does he remember from the game?
You know, he, at that time, Arkansas is at the top of the football world in the NCAA. He made it very clear. We played in some memorable games, but he said that game in particular really stays with us. And he said it was such an impact because it was far beyond football in his estimation.
Well, and that's something I think is consistent with the crash and the team in general. You know, talking to people, Wichita State comes up, Wichita State football, and I've had tons of people tell me, I remember where I was when I heard about that crash. And I wonder if you're comfortable with it, if you could share with us where the three of you were that day and how you found out about the accident. Bill?
Well, John and I were freshmen, and October 3rd was supposed to be our first football game as a freshman team. I remember being in the locker room getting ready to go out for the pregame preparation for the next day, and we didn't go out and didn't go out, and the coaches came in and told us.
And so, Bill and John, you were freshmen. Ed, you were a sophomore, so
yes.
You were on the varsity, able to travel and play. Is that?
Yes, I found out about it, or we found out about it on the second plane. We had landed in Logan, Utah, sitting on the apron. I can remember looking out over the wing and seeing a bunch of reporters out there. And, you know, back in that day, they had a bunch of those cameras that you can crank up and stuff, I guess. And I thought to myself, they're really covering this game, and it's going to be an important game. They're going to cover us. Then the coach was called up to the cockpit, one of the assistant coaches, and he came back out. His face was white and went back out to the back of the plane. He said, everybody stay in their seats. And about 5 minutes later, then we got the news that the plane went down.
And what about you, John?
Yeah, I think I speak for most everybody, and I don't know that there's been too many days that go by that we don't think about it. Something always brings it up.
Well, is there anything else you want to share about this upcoming weekend, what you plan to do, or reflecting back on the plane crash?
I just want to say thank you to the Arkansas folks for having us down there and for the reception when we went there in 1970.
Yeah, it sounds like it was an incredible experience on all sides. So thank you three so much for being here. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Too. Our pleasure as well.
That was Bill Moore, John Potts, and Ed Ploppa, former Shocker football players, who are headed to a game in Arkansas this weekend in remembrance of their teammates who lost their lives in a plane crash in 1970. For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Beckman.